Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? We got a special guest in the Heezy Foshizy. What's up, Steve Solo?
What's up, Ron? But before we get to that, if you are in need of podcast help, for a very modest fee, Ron Stone will produce it for you. All you got to do is email us at
MMEO2016@gmail.com. My boy Steve Solo does a great job, so get with him. Holla.
Without further ado, let's get this party started.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views, and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
What's up to the 13th episode?
I think it's the 14th.
14th, man.
Big Ron Stone.
Going so fast, dude. Welcome to the 14th episode of Let Them Know, MMEO. With my non-sexual partner forever and ever, Steve Solo.
You stole that from me. That's supposed to be my line to you.
See?
But we got a very special guest in the house. He's going to be performing a little ukulele, and Ron will be singing. Ron Stone will be singing.
Remember, listeners, Steve Solo said, I can't wait till the ook guy comes so I can sing.
Is that what it's called? Is it called ook?
Ukulele.
Ukulele.
But ook for short.
Sounds like gook.
That's a bad word.
I'll take that out. But before we get to our special guest, tell us what's been going on throughout the whole week. What have you been up to? I see you're in your uniform.
Oh, man. Been working hard, getting ready for Thanksgiving. Shoot. Yeah, this will air Thanksgiving weekend. So, yeah, man, just getting ready for all the alcoholics out there, we're here for you, you know, so you can get your spirits, wine, and beer. How about you, Steve?
Working on a few things, trying to get some stuff done. But for the most part, everything has been cool and pretty chill this past week. Any upcoming events for MMEO? Let's talk about that before we get into the interview.
No, not right now. We do have a meeting coming up in a couple of days with one of the schools. See if we can get a program going with your help, especially Steve Solo.
Is it possible for people from other schools to attend, you know, that specific school event?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's open to the community, no matter what school you're going to, no matter what age. We would love for you guys to come out.
All right, cool. More details on that later on. Without further ado, why don't you introduce our next guest, Ron Stone?
All right. My boy over here, he is from Oahu. Kali'i from Oahu. Welcome.
Hey, what up, guys? How's it going? Nice to be here.
How long have you been in Vegas?
Solid 12 years now. Solid 12 years. I used to think 10 years.
Are you pure Hawaiian? Because you kind of look like a mix between Filipino and Hawaiian.
That's one of nine other different nationalities, yes.
Why does everybody from Hawaii have like all these different nationalities?
Man, we're all mixed breeds, man.
And no, we're mixed plate.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Ron Stone's pygmy.
Pygmy.
You know, like those, never mind. I was going to say a tribal person. So you've been here 12 years, but you still got that Hawaiian accent. I could tell.
Oh, I'm very honored you say that. Thank you. A lot of my family, they like to say, oh, no, you whitewashed already.
Wow. Yeah,
like I got
howly, huh?
Pronunciation, everything, and I'm just like, dang, I gotta get it back.
When was the last time you've been to Hawaii?
I think that was in 2012. We actually had to go back and spread my father's ashes over Bellows Beach.
Oh, condolences, man.
Thank you.
But that's a great way. You know what? I told my wife the exact same thing. I said, if I go before her, I want her to cremate my body and then bring it to the Philippines and just sprinkle it in the ocean. I think that's the best way to go.
Man, that's what I'm going to do too, because my dad's buried in Hawaii over Punch Bowl. And it's a dead volcano that overlooks Waikiki Beach. So I want to be spread around there too. So I'll be all around Hawaii.
Now, Kali'i is a very skilled ukulele player. How long have you been playing the ukulele, Kali'i?
Oh, man, you're hyping me up too much here. Last time I played really was in, again, 2012. But I've gotten pretty rusty. I remember some stuff I've played, and I can actually probably teach you guys how to tune a ukulele and some of the very basics. I've mastered the basics. How about that?
Wow. You know, I don't know anything about the ukulele. All I know is it looks like a little guitar.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it either, Steve. So
you're from Hawaii. Hey, yeah. You're supposed to know that.
I give
Man,
the same
I'm telling
thing.
You, I'll play with it, but I can't. I'm not as good as Kali'i over here.
Well, how did you learn? Are you self-taught?
No, I was taught by a very, very cool teacher of mine back in seventh grade. His name was Mr. Nakama back in IAI Intermediate.
Nakama, that sounds almost Japanese.
Yeah, he was. He was Japanese. He's also very Filipino. And he had a morning session every day. And I would be the very first student there.
You know what? Every time I hear the word or I hear somebody playing the ukulele, it always reminds me of one of my favorite movies. I don't really like chick flicks, but I like 50 First Dates.
50 First
I like that because it's just cool. You know, imagine having a girlfriend who doesn't remember you the next day or, you know, you could do some crazy wild stuff and she'd just forget about it.
Yeah, she messed up, get yelled at for it, and she's nice to
you again, you know? So I always thought that was pretty cool. As a matter of fact, my wife and I think we went on a date around. No, I think we were married then, but I remember taking her to the movies and it was just good times, you know. That the whole soundtrack is something that I love. We're gonna bring a guest. Well, actually, it's part two of Drea. She can sing. Mm-hmm. Now she could probably play. You know, you could probably play something and she could sing. It's got to be a song that she knows. Unfortunately today she's not here, so we'll get that set up with you guys. Like, what is your schedule looking like within the next, I don't know, say week or 2 weeks? You guys are pretty busy though.
Yeah, on Tuesdays we get out pretty late. But like, for the most part we get out before 5.
Before 5. Like mm-hmm. Okay, usually on let's say a push day like Monday would be pretty good if Ron Stone can make his time get his time right. So, yeah, we could get Drea in. We can get that set up so where Drea can actually sing or maybe hear the song before you actually play it so she knows, you know, basically how to sing it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that would be pretty cool. You know, so we just got to make sure that we get this scheduled right
mm-hmm.
with the time. It's not that I have a busy schedule. It's just my life is just. It's just by the hour. Like, I have to
busy.
Be here. So a lot of, that's how my mind works. But why did you move to Vegas? Hawaii, don't tell me because it's expensive in Hawaii.
Because it's the ninth island.
Yeah. The desert. That's the most ironic thing I ever heard. So Las Vegas is the ninth island. Why did you all move here?
Well, that's the same answer you don't want to hear, but my parents dragged me out. With good reason, maybe in a later interview, I'll probably mention it, but it was a little bit rough back home, and we're a family of four, and we just got the blessing to come up here and make ends meet again. So I came out here. I didn't want to, but it was just in the plans and probably what life had for me, and I came along. I met some very good friends in school. Four of them still stick by my side, and I keep thinking how life would be different if I was still back home.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question next, was how different do you think it would be if you were still in Hawaii?
I either might be a beach bum or a straight-up MMA star.
Wow, so you dabble in the arts, huh?
Dabble here and there. In fact, I'm going to go straight over and get some work in right after
this. Training.
Where do you train at?
Right now, I'm training at Tribe MMA. Yeah, it's on Russell and Durango. No, Fort Apache.
Do Do you what's your forte? Do you stand up or you know jujitsu?
Stand up. My jujitsu, I can defend well, but you'll never see me attempt too much. Because I'll attempt it, but they're so knowledgeable in the slightest movement.
Yeah.
If they know I'm going for something, that's it. They'll easily reverse it on me.
You know what? Hawaii has pretty much, like, everybody that I've seen that came out of Hawaii was, I need to rephrase that. Everybody that I've seen coming out of Hawaii, is that how you say it?
Hawaii
is just, they're just badass. They're good on the ground. They're good at stand up. When I, you know, BJ Penn was one of my all time favorites,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then of course you got the, what's that guy's name? Max Holloway, who succeeded, and everybody else, you know, had pretty good runs that I know of. So you guys, island guys are just, I don't know why they're just fighters or warriors.
Oh, it's the way we grew up. I mean, a lot of us were hard-headed. I wasn't as hard-headed as my cousins, but they always got what we call lickings.
Yeah, this guy right here.
Yeah.
This guy, you know, tatted out the gills.
So we wouldn't go out looking for a fight, but that just kind of made us tough. And we would come out and say, well, my grandma hits harder than you. What's he going to do about it? Like, you know, and especially when bullies come around, our parents want us to go and kick their butt.
Yeah, that's...
They want us to do that.
That's...
No.
That's kind of... Filipinos are the same way. I grew up on the islands, but not the Hawaii Islands. But, you know, any time that there was an incident, you know, you were expected by the family to handle it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much how we did things back home, too, is we scrapped. And there was no... It was just a handshake afterwards, you know? After somebody got beaten up, you know, the winner would pull them up and handshake and give respect, and they go about their ways, you know?
And drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Give each other a hug.
And laugh about it.
At least we live another day. That's a good thing about it.
Live to fight another day. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beach bum, man. You would be at MMA or a beach bum, man.
Yep.
We're so far. I'm a beach guy, too. We're so far away from the beach. It's just, you know, every now and then I get crazy in Vegas. I'm like, oh, I got to get out of here. I got to go to California.
Homesick.
Yeah. It's just, all I see is just brown desert, you know?
You get homesick from the water. And I'm a water guy. I like to swim. And the minute we go to a lake or something, everybody starts saying, man, you're a mermaid, aren't you?
They're
like, hey, this is my life.
It's just the island in us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quick question. So what are your musical influences? Like who are the musicians that you look up to?
From little to now.
Yeah.
As far as musical, Brada is one of them. Real humble. A lot of love in his songs. A lot of fun also.
Brada is. I don't know who that is.
That's the guy who sings that song. 50 First Dates.
Oh, really?
Like, Over the Rainbow song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I always imagine him to be this really big.
He is big.
He is big.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because every time I hear that song, I just picture this really big Hawaiian guy with a little ukulele. Okay, Brada is. Who else?
Brada is. There's some bands out there like Nija 9 back home in Hawaii. 3 Plus is one of them. Very, very fun songs again. And then another guy, he does picking. No singing, just picking. His name is Jake Shimabukuro. And he plays out of Hawaii, too. In fact, my mom's husband's brother is becoming famous playing with Jake Shimabukuro. And it's really, really awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Well, back home and what venues?
What venues? I think it's mostly just on the CD, like... They pre-record. They have some stuff on YouTube. I don't remember the last time he actually played at a concert or anything like that.
Or at like a club or at a lounge, karaoke.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to look him up on Google for that.
So the next time Ron has an event where you know, you're going to get him to play, you should get him to play.
He said he was going to come and play, right, Klee? Everybody, listen. He is going to be at the next May Day Spring Fling.
Yeah, because we had to cut for a second because I had to close the windows for all of you listening. and he was practicing. And I was like, man, that's some good stringing right there, bro. I mean, ladies love that. ladies love a guy that can play an instrument, especially a ukulele.
Especially string instruments.
It's all about the string fingers. Yeah. Are you married? Do you have any kids?
Yes, I'm not married per se, but we live together, and I have one daughter who's 1 year old and about 5 months, and a son that's on the way next month.
Wow! Congratulations, man. Is your girlfriend Hawaiian as well?
Yes, she's what's known as Hapa Haole. So
what's a Hapa Haole? I keep hearing the word Haole.
It's like you're white skinned, like you have white skin, but you do have Hawaiian blood in you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. My papa, he's Hapa Haole. My girl, one of them, Hapa Haole. They still speak. You can tell when they speak like me.
Yeah.
She sounds like me.
Does it come out though, like your pigeon every now and then? Like, brother.
Something's gotta bring it out.
Something's gotta bring. Probably when you're drinking or something, right?
There's three events where it comes out: when we're drinking, when we're with family, or when somebody ticks us off.
Okay.
And that's the three times it comes out.
Wow. We in the Philippines, we have a term. It's called bistag. What that basically means is that it's like broken English. So a lot of people that get pissed off, like when I'm mad too, and my wife and I were talking or yelling or arguing, it's that broken English comes out. It sounds really weird though. So yeah.
Suppose you go wash the dishes right now.
That sounds like go pick up the go get the run go get the trash bag. Man, let's see. You have any questions, Ron?
Oh, man. Man, you did a great job, man. I'm kind of waiting for him to get his sing on since you're going to be singing with him, right, Steve Solo?
How could he get his sing on if I'm going to be singing? No, I'm not singing, though.
He's going to be playing and you're going to be singing.
No, no. That's one thing I don't do. See, Filipinos are known to sing. That's not me. I'm not a singer. But, okay, so what are you gonna play for us first?
Okay, so I'm going to play one that everybody knows. It's also one of the beach bummy kind of songs you listen to on the beach.
Okay.
And very upbeat song. So I don't remember the strumming, but I'm pretty sure you'll remember the picking. So it goes like this. Oh,
isn't that from the Beach Boys or something?
Beach Boys, that's the Beach Boys and the Fat Boys.
Ooh, yeah. Wipeout!
Was that the Fat Boys?
Fat Boys and the Beach Boys, yes, sir.
Wow.
That's some old school stuff right there.
Oh, yeah, man. That's, what, 1960s?
That old. 70s or 60s, around that era, before I was born.
Before the 80s.
That's cool, man. Well, what's the next one you got for us?
The next one is actually by Jake Shimable Crew, a little more advanced, and luckily I got to warm my fingers up for this one, but this one kind of goes like this. And then it repeats one more time.
That's pretty cool. What's that style? What is it called? Picking or strumming? That's picking, right?
It's a picking. Yeah. It's a picking style. And that song is called Dragon.
Dragon.
By Jake Shimabukuro.
How do you say his name?
Jake Shimabukuro.
Jake Shimabukuro.
Shimabukuro. Yeah.
Shimabukuro.
So what made you want to learn how to play that song?
Well, I like its elegance. I like how elaborate it was, and just the amount of thought that I took to first learn it, because after my teacher had taught me in 7th grade, I took some of the basics along with me, and once I heard that song, I just said, man, I have to learn this. It'd be so cool. I'd get all the girls. I mean, everybody would be jealous.
Girls love it, man.
Yeah, seriously, they do.
Man, you see The Rock, how he plays that on one of those movies, like what? Journey?
Journey.
You see that?
To the middle of the earth? Or?
Yeah. And he started playing the ukulele.
Can we consider, do we consider Rock Hawaiian? Is he Hawaiian?
He's Samoan.
He's Samoan, yeah.
Samoan.
He's an Rock. Islander.
Yeah.
He's an Islander.
Yeah, he's part of the Polynesian Triangle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he did grow up in Hawaii, right? Wasn't he?
Yes.
Was it? Okay. So you could basically call him, you know, you guys could call him your own because both of you are from Hawaii, mm-hmm. right?
It's more of a lifestyle, almost.
It's like the, what's the word? The aloha lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Exactly.
You have any?
No.
Oh, you were going to say something?
Nah.
Okay, cool. So what do you have, what's the next one you got?
The next one is something that I had compiled together and just thought, you know, in the free time when I was a kid, no work, no bills, no nothing, you know, I'll try and piece something together. And this is just a little demo of what I did put together. It kind of runs along the lines of Jake Shimabukuro's style, mm-hmm. but revamped in my own vision. So it kind of goes something like this.
That's so clean, though.
So you made that up? You did it on your own?
Yes, I did. You won't find that anywhere else.
What happened to the words? How come you didn't write no words to go with that?
There is. And in fact, the name of the song was Goddess.
Was it for your wife or for your girlfriend?
Long, long ago, yeah. She was a monster more than a god.
Wow.
But I had fun with that one, and I gotta look for my notebooks because I wrote down so much when I got comfortable with singing, and I just kind of put a cap on it. It got a little rusty, and now I'm inspired to kind of open it again and dust off the old notebook.
What's the off topic though? Where does the ukulele really originate from Hawaii?
When we did a little bit of history on that subject, I think it actually came from Portugal. So,
wow.
Portuguese, and how Ron would like to say Portuguese.
Portuguese.
So, a lot of the inspiration comes from Portuguese.
Because the Chinese, I think the Chinese or the Japanese, they have something really similar, you know? It's like it's not the size of a ukulele, but it's very oriental type of ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think every country, every major civilization has its own version of a guitar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Hawaii, basically when you see a person playing a ukulele, it's just that person's from Hawaii. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah, a good 90% of us that play ukulele is from Hawaii. And when the Hawaiians got it or found it, they played it, they somehow magically like became masters of it. And when they named it ukulele. And uku in Hawaiian means fleet.
Fleet?
Flea, F-L-E-E, like a flea.
Wow.
Yeah, so the reason why they named it ukulele is because it's like jumping fleas on a string.
Wow, okay, that makes sense. Is there still like a, is the Hawaiian language still, like, is it still spoken?
Yes, but in very, like, remote villages.
Okay.
And like, villages are still around to this day, but it's just clinging on to a hope that it will still be around. Like my cousin right now, she's in UH college, and she's about to get her degree to just be a kumu.
What's that?
And a kumu is a teacher of like the Hawaiian arts and Hawaiian language, because it's starting to fade away, and a lot of the youth is just They just don't care about that. They don't care about their heritage, and it's starting to wither away. So those that do care are taking these classes. They're trying to keep it alive and pass it down with what little they have.
Wow. Can you imagine if Hawaii wasn't the 51st state? 50th state, I mean? Like, would the Hawaiian culture and influence still be the same, do you think?
I think it would turn out to be like a lot of other third world countries. We'd still have our own ways, but we'd still get stuff imported and whatnot. Or eventually somebody else would have came and found us.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So you said that your sister was a teacher. And then I remember you telling me a couple of days ago that someday you would like to teach the youth to play the ook and keep the history going.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't mind teaching them the basics. Because, like I said, I mastered the basics. And just so they know the beginning and some of the easy things, they can go and have fun off of that. As far as the advanced stuff, or like talking about chords and names, or like, oh, A minor and C, G major and blah, blah, blah. I don't do that. I go off of sound. And that's how our teacher also taught us. He put numbers on a string or on a line in ukulele class and said the number is the fret. And the string it's on is the string that you play. So even if I didn't know how to strum, he still had it written down and said, this is the placement for this chord. And this is how you play it. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
That's a great way to learn how to play ukulele. That's you know what? You should really like think about, you know, teaching it, you know, because I don't think he's the only ukulele player I know here. And I know a lot of Hawaiians.
Oh no,
I do have another friend that is a Samoan, and he's a close friend of mine. He's well excelled me. I got him into the class, actually, and he was jealous of my prowess and my advancements, and I was like, I put it to the side, but he kept playing. He went to his uncles, he went to his family, friends, and he learned continually. And I would like to learn from him.
Wow.
So is that another show? Are both of you guys going to come on and do
sure
a little
something?
Sure,
smells like it.
All right.
Yeah, if you get, like, you know, like two ukuleles playing at the same time, I'd be confused. I'd be like, what's going on here? Too much strumming going on.
Does
or
he
picking.
Sing?
Oh, yeah, he sings.
Oh.
He's a singing type.
Yeah, we got to get him on for probably in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Any final thoughts, Ron Stone?
No, man. No, did you want to play one more? Is that all you have right now?
Ooh, man. That is all for now.
Oh, that's good, man.
So we'll get you on at a future time, with Drea, and you guys could do like a little duet thing.
Oh man, yeah. That would be beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Ron Stone.
Well, thanks, Kalii, for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
Taking your time out. I know we have a busy schedule. I know Steve Solo, you know, he went out his way to get this recording done. But we got it done, man. Got you in the studio and got you to play the oop. You did a great job. Thanks for coming.
All right, thanks. Any last events? Did I ask that question already?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. All right, well, that's about it. Episode 14. Are we on episode 14? Yeah, we are, right? We are on episode 14. All right, cool. Till next week, guys. This is Steven Solo with me, my non-sexual partner for life, Ron Stone.
Later.
Yo, check out Mystique Entertainment, a global network for your top source for live streaming continuous content, such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyles, wellness, and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact Mystique Entertainment at info@mystiqueentertainment@gmail.com.